It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
Friday morning, just before Christmas, we welcome into our studios Joel Gratz, the managing partner with Christensen PLLP. And Joel, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And thanks for taking time out of what would probably be some valuable shopping time this morning to join us on the radio.
I'm not sure if you're referring to me being behind on my list, Bill, but I am. There's no question about that. But yeah, Merry Christmas to you and the team here at KWLM. Always probably the greatest time of the year, right?
This time, I think it is.
And my heart's filled with tax knowledge and love for all that stuff that's going on right now. So, pleased to be here.
Yeah. Well, today, you have some year-end planning strategies for both business and individuals you want to discuss. And I would imagine when it comes to actually preparing the taxes, then that planning really pays off if you've, kind of got an overall strategy that you're trying to implement when it comes to taxes.
Yeah, we find a lot of value in having tax planning meetings with our clients for a lot of reasons. One, you kind of hit the ground running for that time in February, March, April when we're doing the actual filing. Two, as you know, once we roll the calendar over, there's a lot of things we can't do anymore. The cash basis, taxpayers, that's probably the greatest tax advantage out there is to the ability to move income, if you can, through a cash basis. And you can't really do that after the fact. So we really stress the value of coming in to at least know. A lot of clients, unfortunately, don't really know where they're at until they get to the end of the year. And then what does it mean for taxes? And that's where we come in and, kind of muddy the water and complicate the world, Bill. We have a new tax law that's not signed, but obviously Congress and the Senate passed, and it's going to be, and it is, I think, on President Trump's desk. There's speculation as to when he'll sign it. It's just a matter of when, not if. So, we do have a new tax law, and I'm going to be honest with you, my phone's been red hot for about 4 or 5 days with questions. And I appreciate all the questions. It really means a lot when you're a trusted advisor, where the first call they make is, hey, I just saw this on the TV. I better call Joel and see what's going on. So if I'm not available, my friends out there, it's just because the phone's so hot and sometimes you might have to wait a little bit, but I'll try to get back to everybody on that.
Right. So, there's even some talk that he might sign it yet today. So
there is talk, and I understand there's a funding kind of a play in there where if it's signed before January 1, there's some other things they have to take action on. And so they might kick the can just for that reason to save themselves some time. And I forget the exact funding language or how that works, but there could be a mild complication on that as far as timing goes.
So does the new law then offer some advantages that weren't present then for, let's say, the corporations that we have in our area here particularly?
Well, there's a couple provisions that I think from what we can do today are very applicable. And one in the business sector, in the tax law that's proposed or have been approved on depreciation for either new or used for assets purchased after September 27th, 2017, you could have 100% write-off. Now, whether or not we got time to plan for that or not is the question, but that is, in fact, one thing that would change for all businesses. Sole proprietor, farmer, Schedule C, corporate business, S-corps, whatever, that's certainly one thing that applies going forward. The Section 179 changes are going forward. And again, I should probably stress most of the changes in the tax law is for 18 and forward. So we're going to have all next year to try to figure this out. So from a business perspective, that's probably the one that I can see. Besides our general concept right now, knowing that, bottom line, Bill, if you roll the tape forward and look out into the future, there's two things that stand out. Everybody should get a tax bracket benefit, meaning you're going to save at least 2 to 3%, generally speaking. Again, there's so many nuances, Bill. I hate to even say this on the air, but it's more complicated, this tax bill, than what we have today. And if you hear about, it's simplified and we can do the postcard filing, I tell you what, in our practice, I'd say that's only about 5% of our people that maybe could say that and do it on a postcard. So if I could stress to the listeners out there, this thing is so deep, so complicated on nuances, side calculations, especially if you're a business owner, don't take it for granted that, whatever you hear on the TV and the radio, I can just figure it out myself. You're going to need, in my opinion, to maximize all the benefits going forward, not only today, but tomorrow. You're going to going to need to meet with somebody. So that's my 10-second sell, I guess, for CPAs. But you're really going to, I'm being honest with you, we're really trying our best to get this to work out. But bottom line, what the legislation is telling us is to defer income. If you can defer income, kick that can down the road, because dollar for dollar, that you're going to have less tax, generally speaking. For, you know, at a minimum because of your bracket. Second, as a self-employed business person, there are business deductions coming down the road that you'll get that you will not have today. So bottom line, we've been saying, if you need to do any planning, try to defer your income, take that income in January instead of December, and try to, you know, write off as many expenses as you can this year to really get that income to shave down, because this may be the highest tax bracket you have in the next 10 years. You know, that's kind of what we're saying on a general basis. So bottom line, again, defer income, accelerate expense. That's kind of the general rule.
Okay.
That which in some sense, years, yeah. You know, is a normal path that we take. But this year it's even more profound to do that. So that's the one item there. Second, on a personal nature, which impacts a lot of people who itemize their deductions. As you probably heard, they're increasing the standard deduction from a married filing joint of around, you know, 12,500-ish. Now it's going to be 24,000, okay? And the deductions I'm referring to, when you itemize, if you add them all together and are greater than this $12,000 number today, is going to be your state income taxes or sales taxes, your real estate taxes, and vehicle tabs, contributions, donations, and your mortgage interest. You know, I'd say that's the probably the big ones that get people to, when you bring them all together and it's over $12,000, you now are an itemizer. Okay, nothing fancy here, but that's just the way the rules are. Next year, that number is 24. Okay, 24,000. So there might be things that you can deduct this year that you couldn't next, just because you're going to get it by nature of law. So you're not going to get a benefit. So it might make sense to prepay certain things and what we call bunching of your itemized deductions. So if you are a philanthropic person, it's Christmas time. If you wanted to pay your 18 contributions in December of 17, if you got the cash to do it, you will get the biggest bang for it now, and it will have dollar for dollar a tax benefit today.
Okay.
Number one. Second, next year under the new tax law, they are going to limit on the itemized deduction side how much you can deduct for your state and local and sales taxes combined with your real estate taxes to $10,000. So for my self-employed business guys and gals out there, that state tax is a big number. They just limited that to $10,000. So if you're over that number, it might make sense to prepay not only your real estate taxes, which here in Minnesota you can do.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Some states you cannot, but Minnesota you can. And prepay your income tax that you would have normally paid on your 17 tax return, you know, when you file in, let's say, April. You can prepay that and pay it in December and get that deduction all bunched up. So that's one thing we've been doing a lot of work on, because there's another caveat to that, where if you are a person who's subject to AMT, the alternative minimum tax, prepaying actually doesn't do any good. So any deduction you might get lowers your regular tax, but your AMT tax increases. Sounds complicated, right, Bill?
So yeah, it does.
It's never an easy, you know, easy answer if a client calls in, because I go, I got to look at your tax return, I got to see your taxable income is, I got to see if AMT applied, and a lot of folks are shocked to hear that they did in fact pay AMT last year. I would say about a third of my practice paid AMT, and it's just because the IRS says if you don't pay enough tax on a regular basis, we're going to catch you on the other side, and it's a flat 26% tax on the AMT side, whereas on the regular tax, we start at, you know, 10, 15, 25, et cetera, all right? So sometimes that 26% adds up because you can't deduct state taxes and real estate taxes on your AMT.
Does it start at dollar one of income, though, or?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, that's where that 26% gets in there pretty fast. So,
yeah.
So that's the things out there right now that if you're out there and you got time to write some checks, and if it makes sense, one, make sure you call your CPA just so you don't just pay it for no reason and all you're doing is accelerating your deduction and what have you. So make sure of that. But you can bunch your itemized deductions with your charitable contributions and prepaying your state tax, which is owed for 17. You can't prepay 18 tax. They made it very clear in the bill that anything like that happens, they're not going to allow it. So, so that is really the, if I would say the big tricks right now, what to do with, you know, how many days are left in this year?
Not that many.
I can't even keep track anymore. Eight, 9 days.
And the weekend, you know, the 31st is a Sunday, so I'm sure there's no business conducted that day, right? So,
So that we don't have a lot, you know, people think, man, I got to do a lot of stuff here. I got to get crazy. I get creative. Well, there isn't a lot you can do, unfortunately. I wish I had a magic sword or a magic fairy dust to do something, but I really don't. I wish I had something magical, but that's a few things you can do, you know, from a personal perspective in order to maximize that deal. So that's kind of the planning items. Again, the cash basis guys and gals, you know, defer income, accelerate expenses is kind of the magic thing there. See what you can do. I don't suggest driving major losses either, because if you're self-employed, a net operating loss, if you will, on your farm, as an example, doesn't carry forward for self-employment tax purposes. So there's reasons not to go too far either. So you got to find the balance in all this, as always. And too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, obviously. So we got to be careful with that. But there are some good things in the tax bill, and there's some bad things. And people, I get this question everywhere I go, what do you think, Joel? What do you think about this tax law? And do I think everybody will benefit slightly? Yes. Will there be big winners? Yes. Will there be some big losers? I think there might be.
Oh.
And they're removing personal exemptions, which, you know, for a father of four children, that's a $16,000 takeaway for me. $4,000 a kid.
Yeah.
$16,000, it's gone. All right. They did increase the tax credit from $1,000 for kids 16 and under to $2,000. So they are trying to make that up a little bit, but there are phase outs on that tax credit. They did increase the phase outs substantially. So hopefully most of my clients are going to get that back. So that's a wash at best.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They increased my standard deduction to 24, but they, for those who itemize, you're not going to add a lot more benefits. So you're kind of in the same boat. Another wash. So the only thing you've got might be your tax bracket. We still have 7 tax brackets, but they kind of smoothed them out. But there's still a big jump. It goes 10, 12, and then 22%. Still a 10% jump. So if you make any money, taxable income over $19,000, married, filing, joint, and to $77,000, you only get a pretty small bracket where you're staying in the 12, and all of a sudden you jump to 22. So they haven't elongated it, if you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Bill. It's still quite spiked in the middle, where I'd say most of my taxpayers end up having the big jump. You know, or when I say tax, I'm sorry, my tax clients, you're still going to have that bite, that 10% jump, because now it goes from 15 to 25, and now they're going to, you know, ratchet down some. So you're going to get a 3% break, but you're gonna get to 22,000 or 22% pretty fast.
Right.
So you still got a big jump. So there's still bracket management to do. So I don't see a big change in that when I look at my clients and I work going forward. It's still going to be bracket management, and I'm still going to be working off of about the same number, I'll be honest with you, which is 76,000 taxable income, married, filing, joint. If I can plan you in that spot, that I call that the sweet spot. And that really didn't change. So you're going to get a slight shave, most people, on your taxes. I think Speaker of the House Ryan said, you know, everybody should get about a $2,000 on average benefit on this. And I think he's pretty close on that, on the average. Mm-hmm. So is that a big win for some? Yes. And others, probably not so much. The self-employed business people, there is going to be a deduction next year, which I think will be a positive. You get a deduction for up to 20% of what they're calling net business income, with some limitations on wages and blah, blah, blah. So it's a complicated calculation. I don't fully understand it yet. That will be a win. That's going to certainly save some tax for some people. And I think that's going to be a bigger winner than the tax, you know, the brackets themselves. So I see positiveness in that. We all know that the corporate tax rate, you know, now we're talking corporations, not what I call small self-employed business guys and gals. 21% flat rate versus a graduated getting right to 35 pretty fast. So that's the Microsofts of the world. You heard AT&T all of a sudden said, awesome, we got great news. We're going to pay bonuses out to our staff of $1,000 each. All right, that's great. That's what the Republicans are hoping for, right, is for that to start churning the economy and getting some cash back into the system. I think that's going to help. Mm-hmm. Other little things that people don't maybe know about, I don't know how we're doing on time, Bill.
About another 4 minutes yet.
So. Oh, excellent. That's plenty of time. That's a lifetime for me, Bill. Farm machinery is usually over 7 years. Now it's going to be 5 years. Buildings for commercial property, a manufacturing facility, 39 years, they're going to drop that to 20. Now, it has to be things going forward. It can't be if I had a building for the last 10 years, I can't all of a sudden accelerate it from what I can tell. Anything new is going to be shortened. So that's a nice deal. The domestic production deduction, which we've all grown to love, is a 9% deduction on business income. That goes bye-bye. So that's kind of a bummer. So you talk about good and bad. They take some and add some. So I don't know. It's all maybe just going to wash out at the end, and we're really not going to know, until we get there. There's a limitation on interest expense. It can't be more than 30% of your business taxable income. Why they decided to do that, I have no idea. Seems goofy, but there's an opportunity to make sure you plan for that as well. The one that really shocked me is many times, like a farmer will trade in a combine, right? He's got a used combine, buys a new one. You get so much allowed on basis, and you pay what we call boot, right? Mm-hmm. And normally that's a like kind exchange, and if there is any quote gain, meaning if I've fully depreciated my combine to zero from a tax basis, but they're allowing me $100,000 on my trade-in, in the past you just rolled that into the new asset and we're all done, okay? Now you're going to have to pay tax on the $100,000 gain with no cash, okay? That impacts everybody from little to big, small to large, any industry. Paying tax on something you have no cash, right? Because it's all in the boot price, and you don't even get anything back on that. I'm hoping there's clarification on that, so at least if you have to pay tax on that, now my basis has to be higher then. I'm hoping once I get into the code, that's what it says. Because that's fine. All right, if I have to pay tax in my example in $100,000, I better darn well get my $100,000 of depreciation on the backside. So hopefully it's a wash. Does that make sense? Yeah. I hope I get the depreciation, because right now I wouldn't get a step up on that. So that would have to be, in my mind, the only way to be fair in the world of tax in this is to have that. But as we all know, it doesn't have to be fair. So I'm hoping that comes up. And I don't know that for a fact. My tax team is working diligently to see if there's any opportunities like that. But I hope that comes into play, that I get the basis then, which in the nature of tax, if I pay tax on something, I create basis. So I'm hoping it's just going to be a wash, but it's out there. So for everybody out there listening, that's something that I find pretty scary. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the big hits on the business side. We already talked, I think, on the personal side, the big items. AMT tax did stay, which I was disappointed on. But they did increase the exemption amounts, $20,000. It might help a little bit. It's still there. Sucks. I don't like that. I wish they would remove that. Charitable donations have stayed, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing for everybody to note. For those who are itemizing and have taken out home equity loans, they're removing that ability to deduct interest on home equity loans. Again, I have no idea why, but that specifically was mentioned. Anything on a home equity or not your primary mortgage example, you cannot deduct anymore. A lot of people were doing that. So now you might have to refinance or do something if you really want to get that deduction. But that's out there. They did clear up the fact that before they were claiming that if you had a cabin, you could not take your interest deduction. They removed that. So now they just capped your amount of mortgage debt at $750,000 total. So that was nice. I think that would have been a real bummer for people who have went out and mortgaged to buy a cabin, knowing that they get a benefit on the interest at least. So that was some good legislation, I think, that came through. But all in all, Bill, there's so many nuances, goods and bads, that every client has a different answer to a different question, or to the same question. Yeah. It's I can't stress it enough, and I know from a tax guy, a tax jockey here, it's not stressing me out. It's just that, nothing's easy. And a lot of my friends are joking that, hey, it's job security for you, man. Be thankful. Okay, yes and no, because I'm a taxpayer too, but I sometimes my clients, you know, assume that the software can just do it all for me and it's all magic. Well, it's not always the case. And if anything, it has increased the value of a tax planning meeting and or having your tax return done by a professional. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it loud and clear. It really has. And I didn't lobby for this. I don't want it more complicated. I'm okay with it being simplified. And it really has not happened. For any of my business clients out there, the world just got more complicated. And you got to pay attention even more. And we should be talking even more than we ever have. So that's kind of the well wishes for going into 18 for my listeners out there. Pay attention. Let's talk when we meet in the winter here to go over your taxes. No question's a dumb question. Let's figure this out. Let's work together, and we'll get it to work to your advantage. Because we all know, we all don't mind paying our share, but we hate to overpay our share if there's other deductions out there that we have. So that's my job, is to pay the absolute minimum that we need to, and to do it rightly, to do it within the realms of the code. And that's what my team does best at Christensen.
All right, Joel. Well, that's well said. And if people want to arrange for a meeting or an appointment, how should they reach you?
You know, give us a call at 235-5937. That's the Wilmer office, and we can be reached at any office. We've got offices in Litchfield and Painesville. Mm-hmm. We've got at our firm right now probably the greatest team we've ever assembled, and we're very thankful for all of our members and wish all of our teammates at Christensen a very happy holidays. And I wish all the employees here and Mr. Linder here at the radio a Merry Christmas. And hopefully we can all take time to take a breath and not worry about taxes for at least a day or two and enjoy our time with our families.
I think you're exactly right to try to focus on, you know, the reason for the season, as they say. So
love that, reason for the season.
And I think it'll just be, we'll feel better and have you know, if we can kind of get our mind off all the world events for a little while anyway. So
yeah, absolutely. So God bless there, Bill, and wish you very good.
Yeah, thank you, Joel. And you'll be back, I assume, to continue to clear the path for us here as we get into the new year.
Right. So. My next session, I think I'm going to talk about estate planning, what the new tax law means for that. So that could be a few questions out there.
That sounds great. So long for now.
All right.
All right, Joel Gratz with Christensen & Associates, our guest on Ask the Expert. Linda Brecke standing by to check markets in just a moment.